Well, you know, clarity is a beautiful thing, isn't it? And you can get clarity when you've lived long enough and you've seen so many things, and they all kind of mull together in your brain, and you get this eureka moment. Then even when I was a young man, it was frowned upon to criticize a femon, to criticize your mother, to criticize your sister if you had one, and to criticize any other femons. It seems kind of funny because it was supposed to be held back by the patriarchy and oppressed so much. But it certainly doesn't sound like it, does it, if you're not allowed to say anything against a woman or put her in a bad light. But of course, the reality is they were entitled way back then. Even in my father's days, when he was a younger man, that was the way it was too. And nowadays, if you say something that puts a femon in a bad light or criticize a femon in any way, then sometimes you can get arrested for it. So basically, they were entitled way back then, they're just even more entitled today. But does that stop them moaning and whining and complaining about being hard done by? Of course not. As soon as the femon opened their mouths in the beginning of time, they started moaning and haven't stopped since. And a lot of men, and even younger men, are seeing through the femon's bullshit. Because what comes out of their mouth is nothing like what they actually are doing. Guess the femon's never heard the story, the boy that cried wolf. Well, I suppose it was a boy. And there's so many laws and regulations for femons that man can't even defend himself against a femon who is hitting him with a 2x4. No unentitled person would hit somebody that's much bigger and stronger than they are, because they could get badly hurt, or worse. But the modern femon has no fear about that at all, because they've tied the man's hands verbally and physically. There's one thing making the laws to make the playing field level, but that's not what we have now, is it? And like I say, even in my day when I was a young man, if a man hit a femon, he was in trouble with the police. And how could this be anything else than entitlement? All the laws and regulations that femons have on their side makes it completely unfair for any man. But the femons are the ones that want equality. Of course they don't. Remember, guys, don't listen to what comes out of a femon's mouth. Watch what she does instead. But I'm still a red-blooded man, and I still believe that a man shouldn't hit a woman, at least not very hard. But there should be some form of deterrent for femons. Of course, as we know, some men break the rules, and femons have suffered for it. But they don't seem to learn by that anyway, they carry on anyway. And that's a lot of reasons why men also are walking away. Because society and the laws almost assure that the man can never win. And the real reality, of course, is that man is the one being oppressed. He's the one whose all rights more or less have been stripped away. In the family courts, the man has already lost before he enters the courtroom. And of course, if the femons were all empowered and they are much better than men in any case, they wouldn't need all these rules and regulations for them to even the playing field, would they? And if men really wanted to, they could rise up and take control in a very short space of time. But most of them have decided to play the waiting game, because they see that the femons are destroying themselves without man's help at all. So you men, stop helping the femons, the ones that are, because it's not going to help them in the long run. So get a bowl of popcorn and watch the show, but stay well back. You may even get quite a few laughs along the way. Real men don't want more advantages than the femon. They just want true equality. Take it easy, guys. And relax.